WHYY's education, gun violence, and health reporters have teamed up to learn how gun violence in Philadelphia is impacting students. This story is part of a series called Safe Place. More than a year ago, it looked as though Ivan Cuevas was going to be another fatal victim of gun violence in Philadelphia. The high school student had such grave injuries, his doctors thought he was never going to wake up, let alone walk again or speak again. But Ivan beat the odds, and now he, his family and friends are still processing the traumatic events of that day. Many school children in Philadelphia have similar experiences, as gunfire remains all too common throughout the city. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports on one teen's journey through trauma recovery and how schools and behavioral health providers are trying to meet the needs of students.
Four teenage boys are crowded around a small table in the living room with intense focus on the Uno cards in their hands. They're at Ivan Cuevas' house in Northeast Philadelphia.
And it's blue already, so you don't gotta look.
Ivan and his friends have known each other since they were about 10 years old, and Uno has always been their thing.
Uno.
Whoa. They used to enjoy playing this game at Gene's Pizza, right across from their school, Abraham Lincoln High School. On October 18th, 2021, Ivan was standing outside the pizzeria with some of his classmates. School had just let out for the day. And then they heard the sound of gunfire. They started to run. But before he could get too far, a bullet struck the back of Ivan's head. The injury was critical. Ivan spent his 17th birthday in an intensive care unit, hooked up to tubes and wires. Doctors didn't think Ivan was going to survive, but he surprised them all when he pulled through. Ivan was one of 212 people under the age of 18 who became victims of gun violence in Philadelphia that year. 34 kids died. Ivan and his friends say they're aware of the amount of gun violence in the city. But what were the chances it would directly affect them?
I mean, of course we thought it wasn't going to be us.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
Right, we knew it was a possibility, but we didn't think it would be us, you know?
The immediate aftermath of Ivan's shooting was intense, especially for his mother, Natalie Rosario. What made it even harder, she says, was that so many of Ivan's friends were deeply distraught.
Just seeing them, like, in that state, like, what's going on? Like, this is Ivan. Like, they're brothers. You know what I mean? Like, they don't even call each other friends. They call each other brothers. So it's just, like, it's a lot. So I know if we were over super emotional, they are too, even though they don't show it.
Most of Ivan's friends missed at least a week or two of school. Another was out for nearly a month. They couldn't concentrate on much else as their friend lay in the hospital fighting for his life. One of them, Jay Meir, says when he returned to Lincoln High School, he was offered counseling services.
And they saw, like, that me and Ivan were close, and then, like, they seen I wasn't at school often, so they did offer it to me. I turned it down, and then my mom offered to take me to therapy. I turned it down.
Is it because, like, either you weren't ready or you didn't think these, like, people could help?
No, I just wasn't ready to talk about it. It's still kind of hard.
Yeah, I still don't like talking about it.
But when students do want counseling, the city schools are trying to make sure services are available. Students returned to class this fall after a particularly deadly summer of shootings in the city. The Philadelphia School District assigned additional behavioral health counselors to schools and communities that saw some of the highest rates of gun violence. On a day-to-day basis, schools rely on a web of partnerships and collaborations to provide students with mental health care. Psychologist Dr. Caroline Watts says some students may need more help than others because their fear of violence is chronic.
Kids don't expect to live past a certain point in their lives. And most of the kids who say that are living in communities where they see kids just older than them killed.
Watts is director of school and community engagement at the University of Pennsylvania's Graduate School of Education. She says daily exposure to gun violence can lead to long-term stress. For Ivan, he had to first focus on getting out of the hospital and recovering from his physical injuries. But eventually, he began to process what had happened to him.
In the rehab, it was like, why me? That was the main event. Why me?
But over time and with support, Ivan was able to let that anger go.
Just like, you can't stay mad forever. You, like, I don't know what else, but you just can't stay mad forever at this situation because there's nothing you could do about it.
His mother, Natalie Rosario, says she hasn't quite reached the level of acceptance her son has. She's still angry. Sometimes she has small panic attacks and suffers from post-traumatic stress. But each day it does get better. Much of life has returned to normal, but Ivan's friends say little things have changed. They're more cautious of their surroundings. They know what it's like to almost lose a close friend. And they're still working through the aftermath, even as they feel excited to attend senior prom and graduate from high school this spring. Ivan and his friends haven't been back to Gene's Pizza as a group, but they may return for a game of Uno someday.
Oh, I'm about to change it to green, bro. We just lost.
Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.